Ladies and gentlemen, we take great pleasure in presenting in dramatic form another of the stories especially selected for us by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book Magazine. We are pleased to announce that the publishers of Red Book Magazine have given us special permission to broadcast these stories. Mr. Balmer is here with us now. We're going to ask him to tell you something about Emma Lindsay Squire, the author of today's story, Tribal Law. Mr. Balmer.
Thank you, Mr. Clemenger. Emma Lindsay Squire is one of the most original and adventurous of our writers. She's a most attractive woman. If you saw her on Park Avenue, New York, you would never suspect she likes tropical jungles and is perfect at home with Central American Indians. Recently, she and her husband explored old Maya ruins in Central America, and she comes back to New York with a splendid story, Tribal Law, which is about to be presented to you.
Yucatan, strange land of ancient mystery, where the fireflies swing like blue-green lanterns, and tropic dusk is magic on the river. Home of the Zapotec Indian, land of jungle flower and that fruit of gold, the banana. Georgia Ellison loved it. How superficial and boring her debutante life in the States seemed after a month on the Rio Chalco. But perhaps young John Bearsholt, the sun-browned Texan who was her father's overseer, had something to do with that. A man had to have something when Superintendent Allison would send him down the river on an important mission. And Georgia was thinking of this as she waited Bearsholt's return in the office of the Isthmus Fruit Company that evening, speaking to her father.
You'll be here soon, Daddy. I saw the launch coming upstream. Oh, I'm anxious to hear what John found out about the land you want the Indians to sell you.
So you know about the deal, do you?
Well, all the planters are talking about it and betting whether John will put it across or not. I think he will. It's wonderful the way the Indians like John. Why, that old chieftain, Urishi, treats him as if he were a blood brother of the tribe.
Look here, daughter. Seems to me you've had John on your mind a lot lately.
Oh, Daddy.
I know Bershaw's a good fellow and all that, but if you've any romantic ideas about him, why...
What, Daddy?
Chuck them. I know you like him. He's got all that Texan charm and romance, but he's not so good about carrying out the company's orders. You can't be romantic in the banana business. You've got to deal firmly and...
You were once like that. John has ideals, and he's keeping them. He doesn't believe in threatening the Indians with soldiers. I don't either. What are all those Mexican soldiers that came here yesterday doing?
Mere precaution. I am running a business here, Georgia, not a philanthropic expedition for a lot of down-at-the-heel natives. I'm interested in banana culture. There's that fine downriver land going to waste. I'm offering old Chief Urishi a fair price, and if John Bershaw...
Oh, wait, Daddy, here he comes.
Hello, Georgia.
Hello yourself.
Hello, Mr. Ellison. Well, been a little longer than I intended.
Well, Bershaw, I am a little anxious. What's the report?
Well, the Indians were in council when I got there, and I talked prices for an hour. But old Chief Urishi, he wouldn't be tempted by money or a promise of a fiesta or even another location for the tribal village. They just won't sell.
Won't sell?
What confounded Bershaw, that half-breed Diego, said it could be arranged. He was going to pull wires with the chief.
Don't trust Diego, sir. He's bad clean through. He's a sort of a leader among the younger Indians. But he's not a full-blooded Zapotec, you know. Old Chief Urishi, he has the real authority. He's the last great Zapotec king. And nothing can be done without his permission.
That's where you're mistaken, Bershaw. If Urishi refuses the high price we've offered him for the land, our lawyers in Mexico have notified us that the government will grant us the section at a price. Those stubborn Zapotecs. They can move their palm-thatched village somewhere else. And if they don't, I've got some Mexican troopers to help them change their minds.
But there's no use of trying to force them, sir. Now they've lived there for centuries. Now, if you try to move them with soldiers, there'll be serious trouble.
Won't get out, eh? Trouble. I want to know why.
Well, I know their reason, sir, and it's most important to them, but... Well, I can't tell you, Mr. Ellison.
Well, you can't tell me?
No, sir. I gave my word to Chief Urishi. I promised that I wouldn't tell.
Well, I'll be hanged. So you're working for the Indians instead of the Isthmus Fruit Company, are you, Bershaw? I suppose you know that this means your job.
Well, I understand how it seems to you, Mr. Ellison. I'm sorry.
I'm disappointed in you, Bershaw. You've let us down badly. You quit next week. Now what? Hello? What's that? Well, confound it. Hello? Hello? Bershaw, that was the station down the river calling.
Yes, sir.
Grab a launch and go right down. Make it quick. Phone went bad just before I could get the whole story. Rumpus of some kind.
Oh, Dad, let me go along.
Now, Georgia, I'd rather you didn't. It might be serious.
Oh, then let me go halfway with John, just as far as the bend in the river, just down to Rosita's hut. I'd love the boat ride. Oh, please, Dad.
Well, all right. And look here, Bertholdt.
Yes, sir?
Think this over. If you decide to change your attitude, why...
I'm sorry, Mr. Ellison. We're almost to Rosita's, Georgia. You haven't said a word all the way down.
John, doesn't it seem like an awfully little thing to get yourself fired for? Or are you anxious to leave all this?
Oh, you know I'm not. I love the Rio Chalco much as you do. But we've always played square with them, and I'm going to now. Your dad thinks they're just a bunch of natives. He doesn't agree with me, that's all.
But to lose your job, John, just for a little thing like that ancient temple.
You knew about it?
Oh, I've gotten around a bit on horseback, even if I am a white woman. And yesterday I was riding to Rosita's, and I got lost in the jungle, and I found myself in a grove. There was that temple tomb, that gorgeous pyramid with a sealed door and feathered serpents cut in the stone. So ancient and beautiful and sacred looking, you know, it rather frightened me. So I came away. I don't know how I found the trail back. I meant to tell you about it.
You mustn't tell a soul, Georgia.
No?
No, it's the Indian secret, not ours. This temple is more sacred to them than anything we whites have.
Really?
Why, everything else has been taken from them. And they know that the white planters would destroy their shrine.
So they won't sell the land it's on. Ah, I guessed it, John.
Eureka told me, but he made me promise not to give the secret away.
Oh, John, let me tell Father about it. He'll be sure to understand.
Do you think he'd give up the chance to get the richest banana acreage in the country just because of an Indian shrine? Why, your dad'd never see it their way, and Chief Eureka knows it. He warned me that if the company tried to take the land, the tribe would fight.
Well, don't say any more. I thought maybe my telling Dad would help you. I was foolish enough to think you might want to stay here.
Oh, Georgia, please. I'd rather stay here than do anything else in the world. I didn't want to tell you, but it's because of you. It's going to be tough to leave you.
Oh, you don't have to, John. Oh, please tell Father about it.
And break my word? Why, if I didn't play square with those Indians, how do you know that I'd play square with you? No, honey, I couldn't do that.
Oh, so those Indians are more important to you than what I could offer you. Well, it must be wonderful to be so incredibly honorable. Thank you so much for the boat ride. No, thank you. No, thank you. You don't need to assist me to the dock. Why, look, what's happening at Rosita's cottage? Look, all those men, John. Why, John, the Indians, who are they? They're coming this way.
Why, yes, they've got us surrounded. It's Diego, the Zapotec. Hey, put up your gun, Diego. Get those dogs back. Keep your hands off of her. What are you trying to do? Put down those rifles, you fools.
Hold that gringo, you fools. I've got a girl. Shoot them both if they move. Get them into those trees. They've got soldiers following them.
No, we're all alone. We didn't bring the soldiers. Take your greasy hands off that girl, Diego. Hey there, Chief Eureka. What do you mean by ambushing us like this? Call off those men. I thought you were my friend.
And so I am, amigo. No harm will come to you. But there is evil afoot. The white men are going to take our lands. Diego will tell you.
Si, I will tell you. The campañas going to force us out. The government will sell our land. We know. So we are going to hold this white girl for money of our own. The campaña will pay us for the girl. And if they do not pay or send soldiers to get her, we'll slit her throat with a sharp knife.
Oh,
keep your chin up, girl. Keep your chin up. I'll talk to those Indians.
You, Chief Eureka. You're the head of this tribe. I'll talk to you. You're all drunk. You'll regret this tomorrow. You trust me, don't you?
But not those other white men. They come to take our land, so we will get money some other way.
You want money? Then I'll get it for you.
Good. How much?
Listen, Eureka. This isn't between the company and the tribe. It's between you and me, friends. I'm ready to fight for this girl just as you fought for your women. And I'll buy her safety with every cent I have. 1,000 pesos. I'll do this because I love her.
No. 5,000 or we kill her. You cheat us, you gringo.
Silence, Diego. The white man is my friend. 1,000 is enough for any woman. Bring us the money then, amigo, and we let the muchacha go.
No, no. She does not go with him, but stays until the money comes. I do not trust the gringo dog. He would cheat us. Bring soldiers.
Shut up, Diego. I'm talking to the chief. Now, Eureka, listen. I've always kept my word with you. Let the girl go with me. I'll be back at dawn with the money, alone. No soldiers will come. It's my word of honor.
I am in command here. This white man I trust. Take the launch and go, amigo, with the girl. At dawn, you will come back. You have said so.
Well, Bertholdt, I wondered when you'd come. I've been sitting up all night waiting for you.
My daughter told me what happened down the river.
Well, I'd have reported the minute I got back, sir, but you see, I had to ride over to the paymaster's camp to get the money. And then I've got to go to the Indian village. It's almost sunup.
Confounded man, you don't mean to say you really intended going through with this? You drew your savings? Now, get this. I'm not going to let those Indians pull a stunt like that. Not on your life.
But it's my personal affair, sir. Now, there's no one been harmed. I made the deal, and it's my own money. And regardless of what you do afterward, I'm going to keep my word with Chief Urishi.
Don't you know what that would mean? Why, if we started that, no white man on the river would be safe. Kidnapping would be a better source of revenue to those Indians than bananas. But I have stopped you, Burchold. This is one time I'm not going to let you be a fool.
What have you done? What's that? Drums!
Those Indians are getting ready to beat us. Probably running like fools. They will anyway when those soldiers get there.
You sent the soldiers? Georgia promised me that you would. There. That was gunfire. You did this.
Georgia did try to run things. I told her I'd take care of it. And by heavens, I have. The soldiers... Wait. Burchold. Where are you going?
I'm going down the river to see Chief Urishi.
Wait, wait, man, you're crazy. Stop, those Indians will kill you. Stop, Virgil. Stop.
Why have you come to me here, you gringo? Foul liar, we trusted your word. Now the soldiers are in my village. The tribe hiding in the jungle. One of my men lies dead. Keep your evil words to yourself, gringo.
Chief Urishi, I know I'd find you here in the hidden temple. Wait, believe me. If I had cheated you, would I come here alone like this, unarmed? No. My own people tricked me, Urishi. If one of your tribe is slain, I'm here to pay for it. Isn't that the tribal law? A life for a life?
You came to die? No one does such a thing. Not even his appetite. Beware of my knife, gringo. Nothing can save you now. Your last breath had better speak truth. There is some trick here.
There's no trick. I came here because I promised. You're not entirely blameless. And don't let it be said that the Zapotecs took more lives than their due. I come to pay the blood debt, Urishi. One life is owed you. Take mine.
Gringo, look at the upraised knife. What do you look at with your last gaze, O warrior?
I'm looking at the sunrise. In the sky.
What is your last thought, O warrior, about to die?
I'm thinking of the girl I love.
You are not afraid?
I am not afraid.
The knife is at your breast, O warrior.
Yes, Urishi.
Amigo, you are a brave man. I know now you have not lied to us. You are right. There has been too much evil. But it shall cease. A life for a life is our law. You came bringing us your life. The debt is paid. I give it back to you.
My thanks, Urishi.
Well paid is the debt, amigo. It was only Diego who was slain. An able man, not good in the tribe. What is that? A white face comes. Treachery. They have found the temple. I am betrayed. Gringos. Gringos.
Please stop. There are no soldiers with us. It's only I and my father. We come alone.
Chief Urishi. I come to make amends. I was wrong to deal unjustly with you. The soldiers have been called off. Your secret will be safe amongst the four of us, and we will trouble you no more about your land.
Oh, John, John. Oh, we only got here in time. Oh, John, darling, I've been so mean.
Well, I reckon I've been stubborn, honey. Your father is playing square.
And by the looks of it, Urishi, there'll be a marriage festival for your tribe to throw. Chief, you can make it a whopper and put it on my expense. The biggest and best wedding fiesta ever known in all of Mexico.
This story, Tribal Law, by Emma Lindsay Squire, was broadcast by permission of the publishers of Red Book magazine. Next week at this time, we will present in dramatic form another story from Red Book.